USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is launching a portal for Americans to apply for the controversial student loan forgiveness program. Speaking from the White House, President Biden describes the program as a game changer for millions of Americans.
No forms to upload, no special login to remember. It's available in English and in Spanish on desktop and mobile. It takes less than 5 minutes.
Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, South Carolina, Kansas, and Arkansas all sued the administration over the loan forgiveness program. Federal officials say more than 1,000 fake driver's licenses were seized at an airport in Louisville. Authorities found nearly 1,100 fake U.S. licenses, as well as some Australian, Canadian, and even U.K. licenses. The fake IDs were made in Hong Kong and were being shipped to an address in Cincinnati. Chinese President Xi Jinping asserts full control over Hong Kong in remarks to Communist Party leaders. He also weighs in on the possibility of taking over Taiwan as well. On Fox News, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says if the United States doesn't take action soon, Taiwan could end up like Ukraine.
We face a very real chance of Taiwan becoming the next Ukraine within the next 5 to 10 years. Chairman Xi right now is making that very clear that he's going to do it one way or another. So the question is, are we running out of time from the United States standpoint to deter that from happening?
Apple is expected to unveil its new iPad Pro in the next few days. Bloomberg reports the newest model will feature the M2 chip, which is used in the current MacBook Air laptop. The upgrade will give the iPad a speed boost of 20%. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Republican senator is accusing the White House of not wanting the pandemic to end.
The team behind him, what I call that cabal in the White House, they have to keep this pandemic going so that they can spend more taxpayer money the way they want to.
Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn claiming the Biden administration is doing so to get more people to vote with a mail-in ballot. A new internet provider may be available in your area.
The next level of internet connections rolls out next month in select cities. Google Fiber is launching 5-gig and 8-gig plans next year. Both tiers will come with Wi-Fi 6 routers and 2 mesh extenders. The 5-gig tier will cost you about $125 a month. The 8-gig tier will cost about $150 a month. Google Fiber customers in Utah, Kansas City, and West Des Moines, Iowa will be able to try out the new tiers as early as next month. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Democratic Senate candidate and Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman will debate Republican candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz next week. Appearing on Fox News, Dr. Oz explains why the debate is taking place so close to Election Day.
John Fetterman stalled. He obfuscated. He created every excuse possible. Finally, because there was a huge onslaught of media pressure on him, agreed to a single debate as late as possible.
Fetterman is continuing to recover from a stroke he suffered in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.